you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Earlier, we got an update on what's going on with the coronavirus vaccine rollout in LA County. Right now, many of those big vaccination sites we've talked about here require a car, so you can drive up and just get a shot. But what if you do not have such a ride? To discuss this dilemma, we turn to Juliette Bennett-Ryla. She is the editor-in-chief of We Like LA, a hyper-local news outlet focused on arts, culture, food, and events in Los Angeles. She's also a car-free Angeleno. Now, Juliette, I wasn't just like pointing at you saying, hey, Juliette doesn't have a car just out of, you know, out of spite or anything like that. It's part of why you're here. Now, right off the top, you're neither a frontline worker nor are you 65 years old. Old or older, since you're not in line for a vaccine anytime soon. What was it that gave you the idea to investigate this issue right now about not having or figuring out how to get the vaccine without a car?
Combination of things, I think. For one, I was just curious as to where I might get a vaccine when it is my turn. I'd also seen tweets from people about being turned away from Dodger Stadium because they arrived on a bicycle. And I'm not sure if that was for a test or a vaccine, but I do know that especially early on, I did have issues finding a good metro accessible testing site. And I also just write a lot of simple informational posts discussing things like how to register for a test or what the current health order entails and stuff like that. So it really is the kind of thing that I would have been looking up anyhow, I think, with a little firsthand experience being someone who doesn't drive.
Yeah, and LA has a long controversial history of catering to car drivers for a lot of history there. So I'm wondering, what did you learn from public officials when you asked about them about accessing the vaccine car free?
So the first email I received just confirmed that the county's 5 megapods did require a car, but that they were working on adding access. I know they did have some issues with the high winds. They had to shut down one site in Disneyland. They had to shut down for a couple of days. So that definitely caused some additional challenges there. A later email pointed to 2 walk-up sites that you can access right now. That's the Balboa Sports Complex in Encino and the El Sereno Recreation Center. The same website where you can register for either of those vaccine centers also lists 5 test sites run by LA City Fire Department. One's Dodger Stadium, which is a drive-thru, but the other 4 you don't need a car to use. That website also has a handful of hospitals and clinics. Now, some of these facilities are not open for registration yet, or they are full, but I did manage to get 2 on the phone, one in Culver City and the Kedron Community Center, and both of those you don't need a car. And right now, one of the big challenges is, of course, the vaccine supply. And it looks like once we get more of the vaccine, a lot of grocery stores and pharmacies are going to open up, and that's likely to really offer a lot of walkable options in many neighborhoods. I also received an email from LA County Emergency Operations earlier today saying that a larger network will also include healthcare organizations like Kaiser and Providence. And I'm not sure exactly what that entails, but I do know Kaiser does have a huge presence right next to the Metro Red Line. So it really seems like right now it's kind of just a matter of being patient and waiting for our vaccine supply to increase so that more sites can open up.
Yeah, maybe just a matter of time. Did they say anything about the alternative, like say enlisting Uber or Lyft drivers to maybe get you to a vaccine distribution center and then waiting in their car with them as you get the vaccine? I mean, what do you make of that as a possibility?
Yeah, so that was mentioned by a few people, and it was also mentioned during the town hall that the county did. I don't think anyone thinks that that's an ideal solution, but it is an option. It's a little tricky. It would require you to have a smartphone to be able to download the app. And then, of course, you would have to pay for the ride. And hopefully you don't end up in a situation where you are waiting in line for 4 hours. I know that happened to some people at Dodger Stadium. There were long wait times. I think if you did call an Uber and that happened to you, it would be pretty expensive and maybe a little awkward. And I also think it's kind of weird that you would hire someone to drive you to get a vaccine and you would wait in line with them for a really long time. And yet they're not eligible to get one. So yeah, not an ideal solution, but it is a possibility.
Unless you can coordinate appointment. But yeah, that's even more difficult. Mm-hmm. We're speaking to Juliette Bennett-Ryla, editor-in-chief of We Like LA, about accessing the COVID-19 vaccine when you don't have a car. What about places where you could walk to get a vaccine appointment? Are there options like that in and around where you live?
For me, no. I live in Koreatown, pretty close to Hancock Park, actually. My closest option is a clinic in Pico Union. That's about a 3.5-mile walk or about 45 minutes on public transit. And that's according to Google Maps transit data. 45 minutes, honestly, is not that bad to get somewhere on a bus in LA. There's also another clinic in West Hollywood. It's technically further from me, but would also take about 45 minutes by bus. It doesn't look like that one has appointments yet. So those are the clinic options. None of the county-run testing sites are anywhere near me. But if we opened up the Ralphs and the Vons and things like that, my nearest Ralphs is about a 15-minute walk. And also, as I said before, that Kaiser is right by the Metro Red Line. And the Ralphs that's by me is right across the street from the Purple Line. So those would really open up a lot of walkable options, I think.
Julia, what do you think, you know, this tells you about who the county had in mind when they were creating this vaccine rollout plan?
I think maybe they, I think they truly do want to make it an accessible program that is as smooth as possible. And I do realize it's a massive undertaking with a lot of challenges, including the vaccine shortage. So maybe it was just, let's get this up and running as quickly as possible. I don't think that they were intentionally trying to exclude anyone. I just think that it would help to talk about accessibility in their messaging early on. Maybe to just include in an FAQ or in your first press release, hey, we know some of you don't drive, so here's what's in the pipeline for you, even if we can't do it right now. And I think that goes for all accessibility issues, really.
All right, that's Juliette Bennett-Rila, editor-in-chief of We Like LA. Juliette, thank you very much.
Thank you.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.